With its initial round of construction bids coming in well over budget, the city is re-tendering a 14-unit affordable seniors housing complex proposed to be built at 1310 Sparks Street, budgeted by City Council at approximately $6.3 million, plus a contingency topping it up to $7.3 million. The lowest of three bids came in at $8.7 million, courtesy of Capital Construction, 2007, Inc., based in Copper Cliff. This was followed by a $9.4 million bid from Aurora-based Matheson Constructors Limited and a $10 million bid from Mississauga-based Ellis Don Corporation. In order to proceed with the project as designed, an increase of the project budget from $7.3 million to at least $9.2 million plus contingencies would be required, according to a report by City Director of Housing Operations Barb Dubois. City Council will discuss on September 13. To blame for the jump in price, whose original budget was $5.5 million before it was adjusted earlier this year, are general market conditions, wood and plastic material costs, thermal and mechanical systems costs, according to Dubois report. The current inflation rates are extraordinary, the highest in close to 40 years per Statistics Canada projected 2022 inflation rate for non-residential construction costs based on second quarter 2022 statistics. As such, staff has decided to cancel the tender and proceed with a less expensive modular build which carries an anticipated completion date of the end of 2023. The building was originally anticipated to open by now. Despite shifting to a modular build, the city still anticipates reaching a Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation target of 31-41% reduction in operating energy consumption and greenhouse emissions. An energy-efficient modular design build remains realistic within the current approved budget, including the contingency. This isn't the only affordable housing complex being constructed as a modular build, which the 38-unit housing complex by the not-for-profit Sudbury Peace Tower Housing Inc. is also using. It is anticipated to break ground this year and its one-bedroom units will open to residents by next summer. The 14-unit Sparks Street building will also consist of one-bedroom units. Of the city's waitlist for affordable housing, approximately 72% of applicants are waiting for one-bedroom units. Since only 40% of the city's community housing stock is made up of one-bedroom units, builds such as these are in high demand. The direction to focus on seniors housing for the Sparks Street build came out of the community consultation process, Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman told Sudbury.com this week. "This is wonderful," she said of the project. "It will meet the needs of the residents in the area." In the midst of a wave of material cost hikes, she described modular builds as the way of the future. The builds are often largely constructed off-site at a central warehouse location and assembled at the property where ground preparation work has already taken place, which speeds up the construction process. "It goes up in a timely fashion and people are happy with the results," Landry Altman said of the process, adding that although re-tendering will delay the building's opening by a year, it was necessary to get the project done while following the budget City Council has already approved. Dubois report on the Sparks Street project is on the agenda for City Council September 13 meeting. Assuming a city councilor doesn't put forward a successful motion to the contrary, the project's re-tendering is slated to automatically progress as described in the report. Various municipal projects have come in over budget in recent months, including a $14.4 million transitional housing complex originally budgeted to include a $10 million upset limit, the $98.5 million Junction East Cultural Hub originally budgeted at $46.5 million, though it also changed in scope, and the $215 million Kingsway Entertainment District Municipal Arena, event space, which City Council originally budgeted at $100 million and ended up backing out of due to its ballooning cost. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.